Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. In 2026, Microsoft released its annual Environmental Sustainability Report, detailing both significant strides and notable setbacks compared to the previous year. One of the standout achievements is Microsoft's alignment of its total electricity consumption with renewable energy investments, a milestone reached after years of effort. Yet, overshadowing this accomplishment is an alarming 25% increase in overall greenhouse gas emissions over the same period. The company attributes this surge primarily to two factors: the rapid expansion of its global data center infrastructure and a temporary dip in purchasing renewable energy certificates. Microsoft's journey towards carbon negativity, which it pledged to achieve by 2030, features prominently throughout the report. Back in 2020, the tech giant reported around 13 million tons of CO2 equivalent emissions, but projections suggest this could nearly reach 20 million tons by 2025. Without sustained carbon reduction efforts, emissions might climb as high as 34 million tons, underscoring both the scale of Microsoft's ambition and the hurdles that remain. Despite these challenges, Microsoft's report is upbeat regarding water sustainability, spotlighting its achievement in replenishing more than 14 billion liters of water in 2025, well above what it withdrew. This net positive status marks a significant milestone, especially as global concerns around water scarcity mount in tandem with climate pressures. Another highlight comes from Microsoft's Circle Centers program, which promotes a circular economy by reclaiming and reusing components from decommissioned servers. Impressively, the initiative achieved a 92% reuse rate for these salvaged parts, reducing both electronic waste and demand for new hardware. These operational developments come amid shifting ground within Microsoft itself, particularly noticeable in its gaming divisions where several Xbox studios faced significant layoffs. The restructurings have been contentious, but some industry voices, like the co-founders of the newly reorganized ID Software, have expressed hope that these changes will enable greater innovation. According to them, the shakeups may clear the way to explore bold ideas and regain a technological edge in an increasingly competitive digital world. Beyond environmental and organizational changes, the report delves into the emerging ethical dilemmas posed by advancing technology. Facial recognition systems in retail settings are particularly controversial, especially following recent accusations of these technologies being used to surveil journalists and limit freedom of expression. These controversies have inflamed public debate, with strong calls for robust regulatory frameworks to govern surveillance technologies and protect individual rights. Against this backdrop, new legal battles highlight just how contentious innovation and intellectual property protection have become in the modern tech landscape. Tech giants like Apple and a range of AI startups are engaged in high-profile disputes, often centered on accusations of trade secret misappropriation, user privacy violations, and contested business practices. These legal confrontations are increasingly common as companies race to secure competitive advantages in artificial intelligence and other innovative sectors. Over in Europe, Microsoft's report highlights a landmark legal ruling. The General Court has dismissed Apple's appeal against its gatekeeper designation under the Digital Markets Act. This means Apple must comply with DMA requirements, such as supporting alternative app stores and ensuring interoperability with rival services, a change with broad implications for competition and user choice. The General Court's decision sends a strong message about the urgency of implementing regulatory frameworks that safeguard user rights and ensure fair markets. As tech businesses evolve rapidly, maintaining oversight is crucial to balance innovation, competition, and consumer protection. Meanwhile, the report also explores unexpected cultural developments, such as the resurgence of urban exploration, people sneaking into abandoned structures and industrial sites. While this activity is often lauded for curiosity and adventure, it comes with serious legal and safety risks that increasingly attract scrutiny from both authorities and policy experts. These trends serve as reminders that digital and physical realms are interconnected, and technological impacts often ripple out in unforeseen ways. On the cybersecurity front, Microsoft's report flags rising threats like the VO1D botnet, which exploits vulnerable smart TVs to launch coordinated online attacks. In response, Microsoft has ramped up efforts to strengthen security protocols, aiming to fortify its online services and minimize the risks posed by compromised devices. The increased focus on cybersecurity and botnet defense is not just a technical challenge. It's fast becoming a vital aspect of corporate responsibility and public safety. As scrutiny grows around influential technology sectors, Microsoft and its peers are being called upon to chart a path that enables progress while safeguarding civil liberties. Leading advocacy groups like the Electronic Frontier Foundation are pushing for regulatory changes that ensure digital rights keep pace with new AI capabilities and surveillance regulations. The tension between innovation, privacy, and control is becoming a defining challenge for the entire technology industry. Compliance with evolving legal frameworks, particularly the Digital Markets Act, is proving contentious for firms like Apple and Meta. Apple's much-criticized pay-for-privacy approach, which limits certain functionalities for users who don't consent to additional tracking or fees, epitomizes the user autonomy debate. Regulators are currently investigating models that potentially undermine user choice, but for now, options for affected users to communicate their concerns remain limited. The wider tech sector is experiencing a growing push for community-driven projects and open-source alternatives. Notably, in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, a state in Germany, over 5,000 government employees have migrated from Microsoft SharePoint to Nextcloud, emphasizing a preference for more transparent, open-source solutions. API compatibility efforts have surged, with independent developers building bridges between competing software ecosystems in the spirit of accessibility and shared innovation. However, open-source communities are not without their challenges, as recent events with OpenMandriva dramatically demonstrate. On July 8, 2026, the project suffered a sabotage incident. An unhappy contributor deleted large sections of their GitHub repository. They also pushed an empty package to the Cooker repository, temporarily crippling core project infrastructure and sparking a debate about governance and contributor management. While the OpenMandriva team worked quickly to recover from the attack, the incident highlights ongoing risks and the importance of constructive engagement within open source circles. For all the progress made in open collaboration, the episode is a sober reminder that ecosystem integrity relies heavily on trust, oversight, and responsive leadership. Summing up, Microsoft's latest sustainability report paints a complex picture. Real achievements in renewable energy and water use, contrasted with mounting emissions and workforce upheaval. The convergence of technology, regulation, organizational change, and digital rights presents ongoing challenges that will shape Microsoft and the wider sector for years to come. Navigating these intersecting pressures requires a balanced, unified approach, one that upholds ethical standards, prioritizes sustainability, and puts user rights front and center. The current landscape may be marked by paradoxes and growing pains, but opportunities for positive change remain if organizations seize them with purpose. Thanks for listening.